In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It should be quite clear, simply from looking at the apostles, that God's criteria for choosing people is very different from ours. And if the apostles weren't sufficient, the story of the call of David would be sufficient. You know, we're going to select someone to be an apostle, we would want to select the most intelligent, right? You know, people, they probably have to have a PhD, and they'd have to speak really well, you know, be a master of elocution, and you probably want them to look handsome, because they want their looks to attract people, you know, so they look like a male model or, you know, Fortune 500 guy. Well, and you probably want them to be wealthy, because you want them to have the ability to manage things, right? And so we have all of these ways of selecting people that we as human beings do. And then look who God chose. Some fishermen. You know, a guy who wouldn't believe anything unless he saw it face to face. All sorts of, guys that are even, so nondescript that we don't even hear their descriptions of them in the gospel. And yet, they are the apostles, the patriarchs of the new covenant. They are the rocks upon which the church is built, and especially that one who could not keep his mouth shut, and who denied his Lord three times, Peter. Not much when you look at them in earthly terms, but look what God made of them with his grace. Probably the reason he selected them is because they would accept his grace, all except for the one who was destined from the beginning, not that God pushed him into denying Jesus and betraying him. But God knew what he would do, that he would betray Jesus, Judas Iscariot. Look at the sons of Jesse. You had the oldest ones, were strong, good-looking, fine figures. God didn't pick any of them. It was only David, the runt, the youngest one, who was picked. And when he was picked, the Spirit of the Lord flowed out upon him. Because God sees the heart, not the exterior. And it's true of any one of us. Do you really think that any one of us is that great of a shakes that God would pick us because we look good on the cover of People magazine? Or the cover of Time? No. But God has picked us. And he can make of us great saints if we let him. If we allow his grace to enter into our hearts. Because it's not so much where we were or who we are that matters. What matters is what we can become and what we can be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.